The Mirage of Napoleon, 1798. In the summer of 1798, the French army, under Napoleon Bonaparte, passed through the desert of Lower Egypt, where they daily observed the phenomenon of which the following description is given by Monge. The country of Lower Egypt is nearly a level plain, which loses itself like the sea and the clouds at the extremity of the horizon. Its uniformity is only interrupted by a few eminences, either natural or factitious, on which are situated the villages, thus kept out of the reach of the inundations of the Nile. Both morning and evening, the aspect of the country is exactly as it ought to be. And between you and the last villages which present themselves, you perceive nothing but land. But when the surface of the earth is sufficiently heated by the rays of the sun, and indeed until it begins to get cold towards the evening, the land no longer seems to have the same extension, but to be terminated to within the distance of about a league by a general inundation. The villages placed beyond that appear like so many islands stationed in the midst of a great lake, from which the spectator is separated by an extent of land more or less considerable according to the circumstances. You then behold the image of each of these villages reflected exactly as if it were exhibited on a clear surface of water, with only this difference, that as the representation is at a considerable distance, the smaller objects are invisible and the masses alone distinct. In addition to this, the edges of the reverted image are ill-defined, and such as they would be if the surface of the reflecting medium happened to be a little agitated. In proportion, as one approaches a village, which appears to be placed in the midst of an inundation, the margin of the water seems to recede, and the arm of the sea, separating you, as if it were from the village, shrinks back by degrees. It at length disappears entirely, and the phenomenon, which now ceases in respect to the first village, is instantly reproduced by a new one, which you discover at a due distance in the rear. Thus everything contributes to complete an illusion, which is sometimes cruel, more especially in the desert, because it tantalizes you with the appearance of water at a time when you experience the greatest want of that element.